This is JIS News. Coming up, TAJ ramps up collection strategies, Sangster International to be added to Role of Excellence, and recently acquired lab equipment to benefit agriculture sector. The details after this message.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park, and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
Now the news. Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ is reporting a significant increase in the number of delinquent taxpayers taken before the court this financial year. The agency is ramping up collection strategies to meet its revenue target for the fiscal year. The TAJ is also paying greater attention to payroll records of businesses and has partnered with the National Housing Trust, NHT, to conduct payroll audits. The move follows a risk assessment which shows employers have been deducting the monthly amounts, but not paying them over on time.
We have seen an increase in about 43% over the number of summonses, that's one, as well as increase in the payments through this avenue.
Director of Communications at the TAJ, Maris Houghton. She says the TAJ will continue to take the necessary steps to ensure greater compliance and to meet its revenue target. The Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay will be added to the Role of Excellence this year. Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies made the announcement Tuesday in a statement to Parliament.
Started in 2011, the Role of Excellence was created to recognize those airports which, in the opinion of the passengers in the Airport Service Quality Survey, have consistently delivered excellent services. There have only been 21 airports awarded this distinction to date.
Dr. Davies says the Sangster International Airport is one of only 6 airports worldwide that will receive the recognition this year. The airport, which forms a critical part of the country's tourism infrastructure, was privatized in 2003. Prospective contractors are being encouraged to ensure they can fulfill all necessary requirements before submitting bids in response to government requests for project proposals. Senior Director of the Procurement and Asset Policy Unit in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Cecile Mirage, says this is essential in ensuring public procurement is carried out with the highest level of efficiency, transparency, and fairness.
When you see a procurement opportunity coming out, make sure that you are fit for that undertaking. Look at the requirements of the procuring entity. If you do not have the requisite staffing, the resources to deliver, we ask that you either get yourself ready to undertake the assignment, or maybe that bid was really just not for you.
Mrs. Mirage was addressing the recently held two-day Government of Jamaica National Public Procurement Conference in New Kingston. The conference was held under the theme, Public Procurement, a Mechanism for Economic Growth. And Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark says the recent acquisition of laboratory equipment will significantly benefit the sector and, by extension, the economy. The ministry recently received laboratory equipment valued at $68 million under the European Union Economic Partnership Agreement Capacity Building Project. Minister Clark says the equipment will result in increased access to export markets.
The receipt of this equipment is very timely, as it will assist us in fulfilling some of our strategic objectives, including the upgrading of our plant quarantine product inspection branch into a division to enable us to effectively facilitate agricultural exports and ensure compliance to global food safety regulations as we enhance laboratory operations at the Veterinary Services Division with a view towards seeking laboratory accreditation.
The tools will boost the ministry's capacity for product testing and certification for compliance with international standards. They will serve the chemistry and microbiology laboratories at the ministry's Veterinary Services Division and the plant virology and plant pathology laboratories at the Bodles Research Station. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.